Welcome to our commission meeting. We start each meeting with a pledge of allegiance and a prayer. Could you please stand?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, we ask for your blessing today. We ask for your guidance and wisdom as we make decisions in the best interest of the citizens of Butler County. We ask for your blessing and protection for our men and women who are serving in faraway lands and are protecting our freedoms. We ask this in your name. Amen. Have communications?
First would be travel and training, approve 7 care facility personnel actions, award contracts from the county engineer to Terry Asphalt and Synesis Construction, exchange performance bond for Foxborough Phase 2A, exchange sidewalk performance bond for Core Bridges, exchange performance bond for Foxborough Phase 2B, environmental services advertised for bids for household hazardous waste collection. Under finance, approve transfers and appropriations and approve reductions to the 06 general fund appropriated budget of the county auditors. There's two resolutions, only one was listed. Accept and place on file employee payroll for March 18th through March 31st. Approve agreement and support to encourage low income families. Under miscellaneous, advertise for bids for integrated land record systems for Butler County Records Recorder's Office. Grant $15,000 to Butler County Agriculture Society. Reappoint Al Daniels to Board of Zoning Appeals. Approve an increase Ohio Airport grant from $100,000 to $175,000. Approve agreement between EMA and Westchester Township.
There's no changes. I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now we have a proclamation that we'd like to issue. That this is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and I see members from the Children's Service Board. Would you want to say something first?
Good morning, everyone. We just wanted to first thank the commissioners for issuing this proclamation. Today, we are going to unveil a pinwheel display over at our Fair Avenue address, which is next to Garfield Middle School. This pinwheel display will have 2,200 pinwheels in it, and that represents each of the reports of child abuse and neglect that we received in this county in 2004. And those 2,200 pinwheels represents a 23.5% increase over what we had in 2003. So we decided to put together this pinwheel display to create a visual representation of the magnitude of child abuse problems in Butler County. And so we encourage everybody to come out and join us at 1 o'clock today when we unveil this pinwheel display at our headquarters at 300 North Fair Avenue. So I'll give it back to you.
Well, thank you very much. And again, that it's our pleasure to be able to issue this proclamation to recognize the Child Abuse Prevention Month, and also to urge all our citizens should become more aware of the negative effects of child abuse and its prevention within the community, and become involved in supporting parents to raise their children in a safe, nurturing environment. And now, therefore, be resolved that we, the Butler County Commission, Greg Jolivet, Charles R. Furman, Michael A. Fox, to hereby proclaim April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Butler County.
Give us a gift.
Thank you. Mike?
Morning.
Morning.
Reason I'm here today is to ask that the commissioners pass a resolution to initiate a process which would allow us to make an additional revision to the Butler County zoning resolution. The resolution or the amendment would be to adopt a definition for penal and corrective institutions, and then also prohibit penal and correction institutions from agricultural districts and from residential districts. First, let me back up a little bit and explain why this wasn't included with the main text amendment that we did just last month. This was an issue that came up while we were in the process of doing the public hearings for the major text amendment. And rather than back up and start over again with that one, we chose to continue with that one, get it adopted, and then start with this one rather than cause any confusion. That's the only reason that it's separated out. Right now, we don't have a definition for penal and corrective institutions in the code, and we'd like to put this one in. We've had an issue for quite some time with regards to group homes in the county. State law, the way that they define a family, prohibits us from regulating group homes. But what we found was in certain cases, if the group home is for criminals or juvenile delinquents, we do have a right. While we can't regulate a group home, we can regulate those type of institutions if we define them in our zoning code as penal institutions. And so we can regulate those particular type of group homes. And that's what we're asking to do now, and prohibit those type of institutions, those type of group homes, or any type of penal institution from the residential areas. As you can see from the definition, it would be any building, dwelling or dwelling units, boarding or lodging house, daycare center, group homes, halfway house, hospital, motel, nursing home, rest home, or other structure used for the housing and care of one or more persons who are either, and list the three different types, but they all have to do with those individuals that are mandated to be in that facility by the courts. And if they're mandated by the courts for criminal activity, then that would constitute a penal institution, and they would be prohibited from agricultural and residential areas. So what I'm asking is that the commissioners initiate the process. This wouldn't be approving this particular amendment today. What it does is put the issue on the table, and then we would have to follow the same process as any rezoning or any text amendment. We would have to go to three public hearings. First of all, the Planning Commission, which is scheduled for next week on the 11th at 3 o'clock, assuming that this is initiated today. Then the Zoning Commission would meet sometime in late April or early May. Then it would come back to the commissioners for a final approval or disapproval at a public hearing. Probably late May if we move in that direction today. And then it would take effect 30 days after that decision. So what I'm asking for today is that the commissioners initiate the process to adopt this text amendment.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Mike, I appreciate your hard work on this. And it's definitely something that's badly needed in Butler County. And I also appreciate the hard work that the township trustees have done on this, particularly Tim Dirksen and Doug Johnson from Hanover Township. Glad to see Ellen Yorty here from Ross and Dennis Conrad from Riley. I know that there's concerns, and we appreciate your stepping up to work on this.
Thank you. If I could also add, in addition to all those folks that have worked on this, the actual language was drafted by the prosecutor's office, so they're involved as well, and they're very well aware of the issue.
Did anyone else want to speak to this?
You want to make a motion?
I motion we move with this, move forward, whatever you're requesting.
Okay. Here. To initiate the procedure?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Okay, Commissioner, this is to start the
process.
This is for the potential
initiate the process for the text amendment, yes.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
May I ask him a question?
Yes.
Mike, as we're talking about this, what options, if any, do we have, and are there some model codes, if you know, regarding multiple unrelated people living in one dwelling?
The Ohio Revised Code defines a family as multiple people living in a dwelling unit operating as a, or functioning as a single unit. It doesn't have anything to do with blood relatives or anything like that. And local zoning cannot regulate what constitutes a family. That's
do you know whether or not, if you know, do you know whether or not cities have or other areas, maybe cities have special options because they have home rule authority, but I'm told that there's communities that have approached, have attacked this issue of, you know, 10, 15 people that are not related living in the same apartment and so forth. Is there any way we can...
I can look into it, but everything that I've heard from the prosecutors and those looking into this was that, you know, it doesn't matter if they're related or not.
I'd like
We can certainly look into it further.
If somebody goes in a neighborhood and rents house or apartment or whatever, and then all of a sudden you've got a whole platoon of people living in there, mm-hmm. that have no relationship, then that may affect, you know, the number of cars in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. the type of activities that go on in the neighborhood, and may change the character of the neighborhood. I'm told some communities have tried to deal with that, and I'd like you to kind of check in.
We can continue to look into it, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Next, we have Joe Schmidt.
All right, what I've got here today is a final PUD, and I actually have a handout to give to you all. The final PUD is in Oxford Township. You may remember this is the Co-Potter zone change that we talked about a few months back. Right now they're coming in for a final PUD on this site. So that what that does is it tightens up any of the open space areas, any of the sidewalk issues, and the layout of the actual... where the actual buildings will go on the site. From the site, there are three buildings, three residential structures. Within those residential structures, there are four units. So that means that there are 12 units total on this site. What the applicant is looking to do, and I guess what I've heard from the applicant, is that most of these have been sold off or are going to be sold off to fraternities, so that the people that work full-time at the fraternities within Oxford would have a place to live. And a lot of these people actually travel a lot, so it wouldn't necessarily have a capacity all the time, but they actually would have them sold to these different fraternal organizations within Oxford. You'll also see in this packet what the elevations will look like for the buildings. You know, they are a nice structure with a brick, and there's also garages for each apartment. Condominium. So today, staff does recommend approval to this. The applicant has definitely worked with staff and has changed many things so that it would be a nicer community. Another thing to point out is that there is a easement that's running through the property, and this is something that staff and the applicant was definitely interested in having, was an easement for a bike trail. And that bike trail is something that the city of Oxford and the township have looked into to have a circle around the city. So this is one leg of that could eventually occur. So that's an encouraging thing that the developer applicant has listened to that. And so we're encouraged by that, and staff does recommend approval for this final PUD today.
Thank you.
Time to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, class project.
Thank you. Hey, Dave, you're up.
This is Harbortown Village at Wetherington Subdivision. It's for 23 lots in Westchester Township.
To approve.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Too good. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Is there anyone who would like to address the commission this time?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm Ray Martin. I'm
executive director. Do you want to come up?
Sure. Five people left in the room. I'm Beret Martin. I'm executive director of Southwestern Ohio Serenity Hall. We're right up the street, a halfway house that's been in existence since 1968. I was shocked this morning to pick up the newspaper and read that there was this hearing, and I knew nothing about it. I really would have appreciated some notification that this was going down, since it's directly affecting me, my employees who pay Butler County taxes, and the clients that we serve, who, by the way, from being in a halfway house, and I'm sorry all these people left because I would have loved to have said this to them, the recidivism rate or recommission of crimes decreases a third. I mean, there are two-thirds less likely to commit crimes, according to research done by the University of Cincinnati, by virtue of being in a halfway house. And by being in a residential neighborhood, they are afforded the opportunity to learn skills of reintegrating into the community under close supervision.
Just so you know, the board did not approve that today.
No, I understand that.
Free public hearing.
I understand that, but we weren't even notified that this process was in beginning, and I believe that we should have been, since we are right here in Butler County.
What are you located in the townships?
We're right up the street on Second
Street. I know, but are you located in the township?
In Hamilton,
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not.
So this is not going to affect us?
No.
It's only the townships?
Yes. Townships.
All right, then that was my misunderstanding. I was very, very concerned about that. Okay, so it's not the city of Hamilton itself.
No.
Then I feel much better, and I thank you very much.
Okay. I thought
never mind.
I thought maybe you had
somebody.
That. Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Unless there's an objection, I'd like to have my vote recorded in the affirmative for the communications.
No objection.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Is there anyone else who'd like to address commission this time? Second?
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
One time I'm happy to adjourn early. I'm tired.